it. Okay, well, hey, hi, hey.
Hi.
Okay, so today we have Eileen, the Queen Eileen. I am super excited because, like you and I were just talking about, like literally 2 seconds ago, we know each other really well over Instagram, but not, we haven't like hung out like this in person. Mm. So I think this is gonna be really fun. And I'm excited to get to know more about you and your business because when I first met you, you had just moved to San Diego from LA, right? When you took that one-on-one with Lacey?
So when I did the one-to-one with Lacey, I was here for a few years already. I moved to San Diego when I was like 17.
Okay.
From Temecula.
No.
I was raised in Temecula.
I clearly don't know anything. Okay.
Yeah. And then I just recently moved to LA 8 months ago.
Okay.
So, but yeah, when I found Lacey, it was actually through Hannah because I went to Hannah's class.
That's right. Hair and Makeup by Hannah. She's amazing.
And, but since I saw they were doing like a hair and makeup class, I was like, I could really use a makeup class.
And that was in like what, 2021?
That was like her first ever like makeup class. No, that was like before 2020? The pandemic.
Before the,
yeah.
Oh, my God. That is so wild.
And like, I was just so amazed. Like I loved, and that's how I found you. Through Hannah, basically.
That's so like, crazy.
Yeah.
Cause I remember too, like when you took the makeup class from Lacey, was I there? No,
the,
maybe I wasn't
the master class. No. So after the master class, I was like, okay, I need a one-to-one. Like I need to see this like up close and like, but she's like my number one, honestly.
Oh my God,
like
that's so funny.
Like I just love her like eyeshadow ever since like I started, like her glam looks so good.
Well, and it was so crazy because, I remember like you were like building up your clientele at the time and like just to see you honestly from there to now, don't you feel like it's literally night and day? Like, just like your work, your following, like everything. Like, it's so different.
Honestly, like, I could almost cry thinking about it because, like, just thinking about, like, how I looked up to you guys, thinking, like, I wanted to be there one day.
Yeah.
And, like, now I'm there. Like, it's just so crazy.
You are very much there. You have to tell everybody a little bit about yourself, what you do now. Everything like that.
Okay. So I've been a makeup artist for like, I think I'm going up to year 8 now. I think it's like our number one question. Like, oh, how long have you been doing makeup?
What brought you into makeup? That's probably like 95% of people. And we have like a rehearsed thing that we tell everybody. So
I know, literally. So I think I'm going into year 8. But I think just like everybody else, you don't start off like full on with clients and everything. I was like 17 years old.
Yeah.
So I started doing makeup looks through, YouTube.
Oh.
So for me, that was like my outlet, like watching YouTube videos, you know, like Jaclyn Hill.
Yeah.
So that was like the era of like YouTube videos.
There
wasn't like, I don't think there was Instagram even at that time.
No.
Right?
And if there was, dude, it was like really shitty Instagram, like when it like looked super weird and it was like blue writing on. Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh, yes. But like super filtered too.
Yes.
But I followed this one makeup artist. I don't know if you know Karen Gonzalez. I Love Sarai.
Oh, yes. Okay. I feel so embarrassed because I feel like I didn't even know her name until like her actual. Like,
I Love
her
Sarai.
First, okay.
So I saw that she was doing a like course thing. I was like 17 years old. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. It's like $300, but it was like not a real thing.
What a steal.
I know, but it wasn't like, honestly, like looking back, it wasn't real. Like it was just like a.
It was pretty much just to like see her.
Yeah, it was like to learn. So I was like, okay, like I think this is what I want to do. So I took that little course. I was still a teenager. And then from there, I like posted on my Instagram. I'm certified. It was like not for real though.
Yeah.
So from there, I was doing a lot of just friends, you know.
Of course.
And then until one girl asked me, she was getting married. She was one of my friends. She's like, you know what? I really love how you do your makeup. Can you do my makeup for my wedding?
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, like, I was so nervous.
Well,
but
of
I was
course.
Like, okay, like, let's do a trial. And if you like it, we can do it. Like, I had never done a bride. So she loved her trial. I did her wedding makeup. And from there, just like other friends started referring me. And that's how I really got into like bridal. And I'm just like really surprised how I never had to work at Mac. I never worked at any counter because I was like still like little. Yeah. So I feel like no one would really hire me. And then
you said I'm a child.
But then I also like, I was like, okay, I need to take a real like course. Yeah. So after I did like a few brides, I had brides, but I was like, okay, I want to feel like legit. So I went to a cosmetology school here in Poway. Bellis Academy, but it was only makeup. I'm certified, but I don't have like cosmetology or esthetician. So I'm like,
I don't even know if that necessarily no one asks for matters. It. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I have a cosmetology license. Mm-hmm. Do I think that that helped at all? I mean, maybe it helped get me hired at Macy's, but like it didn't help me to learn anything.
Yeah, you do need a license though to work like at a place.
Which it, that's like recent.
But yeah, so but yeah, so I feel like the school helped me. Like, I feel like everyone should do that because I learned sanitation, I was not doing that before. Yeah. Face shapes and, but it doesn't teach you how to be good. So that's when, like, when I took those classes from Lacey, like the one-to-ones and stuff, I feel like that's when I was like, okay, I got to step it up, learn from other people. But yeah, like, I really thought I could just grow on my own, but like, it doesn't work like that. Like, you have to really put in the work and like do free work. Yeah, I was just thinking about that too. I was like, okay, like to start being good, like it's really hard because like, okay, you need the kit, you need quality work. But like you also need your clients. Like, where do you even start? Like, how did you, I was probably like using my makeup, but like sanitizing it and just getting like cute girls to do makeup on. And that's like how I grew, like little by little, just making people think like I was busy. And then just from there,
I love that you said that because that is the realest shit. I can relate to you so much because I swear to God, like when I was like first starting, even like up to a couple years ago, you know what? Mm-hmm. I made everybody believe I was damn booked and I was busy, even if people I really like to wasn't. See that. And it's like this weird thing where it's like, oh my God, she's so booked. I need to book with her now. And you know what? It's kind of like, I don't know. Do what you got to do to propel.
Fake it till you make it. And that's what one of the my teachers told me.
I love that.
One of my instructors at Bellis, she was like, just fake it till you make it.
Yes.
Like, if someone asks you, oh, can you do a film? Yeah.
Say yes to anything.
Uh-huh. Just say yes.
You are like, that is one thing that I literally love about you and I respect so much about you because you and I are very similar in like the hustle and the grind. Mm-hmm. Like I will literally say yes to anything.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Because you never know what that will lead to.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't necessarily say yes to anything anymore.
Yeah, I know. No,
just because now I feel like we're obviously at a point where we don't need to. But when you're first starting, you legit have to take free anything. Work. Mm-hmm. And people are always like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are like, well, don't you want quality clients? Well, of course you do. That's the end goal. But sorry, honey, you don't get to start with quality.
That's where you have to start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to start with free work. You have to start with shit that does not make any sense. I did an independent film, okay? It was so, literally looking back, it makes me fucking nauseated. I was 19 years old and someone reached out because I had went to Paul Mitchell and they said, hey, we got your information from so-and-so.
Which one did you go to?
The one at downtown San Diego, Paul Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
Listen here. It was not worth it. I'm just throwing that out there. I learned dick. I didn't learn anything, okay? No.
That's crazy to think that, like, you learned hair.
But I didn't. Let me tell you that. I really didn't. Like, cutting hair, like, just physically didn't make sense to me. I remember somebody, first of all, I don't feel bad. It was a school. Somebody came in, this lady, and she wanted that, like, I don't know, Karen haircut, where it's, like, a lot of, like, short layers in the back, and it, like, kind of slants down to this. And me tell you,
the Karen haircut.
I gave her literal squares in the back of her head. I was trying to do layers, I think, somehow. And I gave her literal squares. And I said, oh my God, you look so great. I'm going to go get my teacher just to make sure it all looks like perfect. Uh-huh. And then, you know, you'll be great. My teacher, I walked over to my teacher. I said, his name was David. I said, listen here, David. Mm-hmm. I fucked up. Her hair is fucked. And he went, what do you mean? It can't be that bad. And he walked over to her and he looked at her hair and he looked at me and he went, okay, yep, I'm just gonna clean up a few little things that she did, but you look great.
I'm just gonna touch it up.
He had to make the back of her hair so fucking short. And I said, well,
bad.
You're out of school.
But then, like, why are you going to school to get your hair
cut? I didn't feel bad. I really didn't. It was like, listen here. One, I don't want to cut. 2 weeks into cosmetology school, I learned in myself that I did not want to do hair. But I had already paid for school. Mm-hmm. And my mom said, well, so sorry. You're going to go to school and you're going to learn. So whatever. It was kind of like a, but I loved anything that was like related to makeup. I was so obsessed with. But back to that independent film thing, they like asked me, can you do, they were doing like a Grinch inspired independent film. And that is one thing that I am so not comfortable with, which is like Halloween-y type makeup.
Wait, don't tell me you did the Grinch makeup.
Yes, I did. I put eyelashes. I glued eyelashes to his eyebrows and like slicked them down to make them look really. I had no idea what I was doing.
That's hilarious.
The whole time I was doing that makeup in my head, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea, but I got paid for it and I left and I said, well, there you go. I don't really necessarily know what that did for me, but at least it's like, I don't know. You just have to say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild. But anyways, crazy story. But I do, I want to know, because you took Scott Barnes class.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's when you fucking propelled.
Really?
Like after that class. Yes. I feel like, I mean, I always thought your work was beautiful.
I honestly, like, you're right. Like, I feel like after that, dude, I was like, okay. Like, my looks were very natural. Like, I was...
Yeah, it was... It was. It's funny because anytime you post makeup, I know it's your makeup. Like, it's true.
People say that, like, oh, that's an Eileen glam.
No, literally, every time you post anything, and I really do think that it's because of your technique of makeup.
Okay.
And I feel like you learned a lot, and you took a lot from the Scott Barnes
class. I loved that class.
Okay.
I'm so glad... makeup by Dalisa. Do you know who she is? So she said she was going. So I was like, oh, like, I really need to do another, like, class. So then I was like, okay, yeah, let's go. So we went to LA and it was amazing. So it was 2 days. The first day was a demo.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second day was a hands-on. And I was like, okay, I need to invest in both days. And I had never done, like, a masterclass, like, celebrity artist.
Was it expensive?
I think it was like $1,200. It wasn't bad.
I would have paid
Honestly,
it.
It's not
I,
bad.
I would have paid it.
I was like, okay, like, it's going to pay off because your skills are going to get better and like
and
one
that,
wedding.
Yes. Yeah. And the fact that you get to actually not even just watch him do makeup, but you get to do it and be critiqued.
And he's so sweet. Like he's so, so sweet. Like I think like some celebrity makeup artists might seem like snotty or whatever. No, he was so, so sweet. So the first day was the demo. Like we were all like super glam. And then we saw the demo. I took videos and notes. And then the second day was like close up. Like he chose his model like the day before. Like he was like, you're going to be my model. Like to a girl that went. So he was like, oh, I've never worked on her before. So his technique is underpainting. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, where it's like concealer and contour first. So I learned that technique and I, you know, after like trying it, I was like, I love this. But he does like creams, powder, and then cream on top of that, and then powder again. So he does like layers.
Really?
Yeah.
Christ, and that seems so terrifying.
It seems very stressful.
But it looks obviously good.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, like, let's try it. And no, it looked really, really beautiful. And till this day, like, I'm not afraid of layering foundation on top of a ready set. Like, face.
Blows my
mind. And Patrick Todd does that, too. He does powder and then the cream on top.
With the blush.
Yes.
So I
haven't tried that.
I haven't tried that either. I don't know why I'm so scared, but I love seeing whenever you post, like, I love when you showcase, like, your underpainting.
Yeah.
And then, I love it. And then, because
it looks really intense, but once you put the foundation on, it looks, like, very just cohesive. Like, you don't see any harsh lines, which is what I love. And I've tried, like, going back to, like, how I used to do it, like, foundation first, and it just doesn't, like, hit the same. Like, and I just, like, okay, like, I'm just going to stick to what I know I like.
And clearly it works for you.
It really does. Like, and ever since then, that's what I do on all my clients for, like, TV also. When I'm just, like, feeling like, okay, like, when in doubt, underpaint. Like, for me, like, I just know it's going to turn out great. And I did that on Irina, too.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I'm so nervous because I'm like, what if something goes wrong and, like, that underpainting isn't working?
Oh, my God.
But it's crazy. Like, I need to tell you the story, too.
Tell me.
Like,
okay, well, really quick, those looks. Okay, Eileen does makeup for some of the cast of Love is Blind, which I'm fucking cool.
I feel like I'm just, I don't want to say like I'm just lucky because I've also like worked hard.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, if it, yeah, but like, I feel like I did work hard for it, but at the same time, like, it really is like luck because I guess someone referred her to me and I don't know who that was. But then she also found me because like she was looking up LA makeup artists. So I was like,
see, no, that is your hard work. And even if it was a referral from somebody that you may like not have known, that's still, they referred you because you work hard. So I don't necessarily want to say that it was luck, but that is a very lucky experience to have had.
Yeah.
That's like, God, when I saw you posted that, I was like, and I mean, she looked fucking great. Listen here, I don't watch Love is Blind. I know nothing about reality TV, literally at all.
I, you know, before doing her makeup, I had no idea what it was.
Oh, okay. Right.
And when she messaged me, she DM'd me. Mm-hmm. That's how she found me. Mm-hmm. Or that's how we contacted each other. She was like, hey, like, I'm flying in for LIB, this and this. Are you free? This date. And I was like, okay, I don't know what LIB is. Like, okay.
Oh, I wouldn't have known either. I'd have been like, okay.
I was like, sure. I'm free, like, for the makeup. Like, I don't know what that is. But anyways, like, I wasn't, like, excited or, like, anything because I didn't really know, like, what that was. But I'm like, you know, that was just me taking, like, a job. I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then from there, She was like, okay, like, it's very confidential because it's TV. Yeah, like, you can't really talk about, like, doing her makeup. So I was like, okay, like, whenever they give you the go, like, to post about it, that's when you're able to post about it.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, she texted me, like, her outfit details, what she wanted. She wanted, she had, like, her beautiful black dress, and she wanted a black smoky eye. So I got there and I was like really nervous because I found out later like she blew up and like her whole like story and everything was out. Yeah. And but she was so sweet. I met her and she was so nice. But I was like also nervous because then I found out like, okay, this is actually
a big deal.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I got there and I just remember being like really nervous and because I was like, okay,
this is for TV. Shit works out. Yeah.
And I was honestly freaking out because I was doing a black smoky eye. But since I was like just going like on, I was on autopilot, like I wasn't really thinking.
Yeah.
So I started with the eyes and I tell people this like behind the scenes story because like people see this look and they're like, whoa. But I'm like, you have no idea what I went through. So I started off with like, with the white primer.
Yeah.
And then I went in, but like, remember, I'm doing a black smoky eye. I was supposed to start with the cream. Okay. With the cream.
Yeah.
So usually for a black smoky eye, like I start with like a dark brown cream so that it can amplify. But I didn't do that. And then I was like, oh shoot, once I was starting with the transition. And what was happening with this black smoky eye is that I kept getting a white spot and it wasn't sticking.
No.
It wasn't sticking. And I was like,
were you getting like kind of like a patch? Was it like?
I was getting a patch.
Oh my God. My heart hurts.
But I was like, okay, this is my fault. And I was like, okay, we're already behind. We're already 30 minutes in. And this, I have a patch on her eye. Do I wipe it off or do I just keep going?
Did you keep going?
I kept going. So, like, this is what I did. So, I was like, hey, like, do you want, like, a matte black smoky eye or do you want...
Please want shimmer. Please want shimmer to fucking cover this up.
No, dude, literally, I was like... She's like, oh, do whatever you think looks best.
Thank God. You said you are going to get a shimmer that I can like, pop on with I'm like, my finger.
A shimmer's going to look better. Like, honestly...
shimmer's going to look great.
So that's literally what I did. I was like, okay, yeah, like a shimmer is gonna look better. Like, little did she know, fake there's like patches on her eyes.
Literally, but fake it till you make it. Because I mean, granted, that is like for your look to be on TV and to be criticized by so many people. It's like. Yeah. That's a lot of pressure, but obviously it worked out.
But I did like a really dark brown shimmer, and it was still really smoky. And then I smoked out the outer edges, and I was like, "Let's not do winged eyeliner. Winged eyeliner is out." Like honestly, it was also stressing me out. But I'm like, "Okay, for TV, like let's not do winged eyeliner. Like let's just smoke it out.
Let's speed this up a little bit."
Literally, yeah, right? And then so what I did is I just smoked it out to like give her that winged effect and. That's how it worked. And then I did the underpainting and then it just, from there came out beautiful. It did, like, I set her whole face with the Studio Fix, so, like, to really make her look glam. And then once I saw it on TV, I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
when everybody was like sharing your look and like posting about it, were you like, oh my God?
I didn't expect like for it to blow up so much. I really didn't. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think it was that good. And I'm like very self-critical. Like, I honestly didn't think it was good. I thought, I'm like, dang it, like my look is gonna be crap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gonna be on TV and like it sucks. Like, but I loved it so much. But even then, like, I'm just very self-critical of everything. And like, I'm like, yeah, really, was it really that good? And everyone was saying like, oh my goodness, I forgot like everything she did. Like, her makeup made me forgive her. That was the best look from the
show. Oh my God, you said, well, I did that. But I get what you're saying.
The comments were so sweet. And I was like, oh my goodness. And then from there, it just snowballed. So from there, I got the other LAB, like, and so many brides. Dude, I got like so many inquiries after that. Like, Irina from, like, how'd you hear about me? Irina from Love is Blind. Irina from Love is Blind. And I got so many like bridals. Uh-huh. And they're like, if you can make her look good, you can make me look good. I was like, she's already like super beautiful. But
she's literally beautiful.
Yeah, people are like mean, but people anyways. Are savage.
But I know what you mean by like feeling so like self-critical and feeling so like in doubt of yourself and your work. I literally, yeah, it's so funny that you even said that, because I posted a reel last night
I posted
the makeup, mm-hmm, that I had never shared because of one reason or another, I didn't feel like it was good enough. And by no means am I saying that they weren't good, yeah, enough. I just, mm-hmm, felt like my work wasn't good enough. Yeah. And it was so crazy because I got so many people being like, oh my God, thank you for like saying this. Thank you for talking about this, because I don't think like, clients probably think we take a photo and they're like, oh, I can't wait to see it on their Instagram.
Yeah.
And I probably don't post 90% of what, yeah, I do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it's just because of one reason or another. The lighting sucks. Mm-hmm. The background.
And then we
blows.
Don't edit it.
No. Mm-hmm. And that, listen here, when people edit or filter their photos, nothing makes me want to punch someone in the head more than that. I'm like, why? And if you don't, if you feel the need, like you have to edit it, either just don't post it, yeah, or
just get better.
Be better. Yes.
Literally.
Literally. It's, yeah, like, if you feel like every single time you're having to, I don't know, smooth out someone's under eye, mm-hmm, or there's like crazy shit you can do. You can add like a darker lash line to I'm like, I didn't know that was a freaking thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like so oblivious to all of it. It's, yeah, so funny. I have I have Facetune on my phone, but it's literally just to edit the background. Like, if the background's really messy, yeah, you can go into Facetune and you can like go, mm-hmm, into patch. And
I then have
you can
Facetune go
into to vanish.
Yeah, sometimes like hair gets in the way, yes, and I just like do little, yes, edits like that. But yes, I don't.
But it's never edited.
I feel like as makeup
face.
Artists, we can tell when someone edits their pictures. Like, we know. Like, I
wow, your whole face, like, is so blurry. Wow, isn't that cool? Oh, you don't have a single pore in your face. Or your nose transitions into your cheek somehow because you've over blurred. It's like,
exactly.
That's so creepy.
What? It's so creepy.
It's so creepy. It's, I just get the biggest ick from it. But it's nice to hear you say that, even though like a freaking million people were so obsessed with your look, it's kind of crazy to hear you be like, I didn't even like think it was gonna be.
I really didn't. And like, just seeing how like just the positive comments and like, yeah, oh my gosh, she did my bridal makeup and like showing off.
How sweet.
Like, yeah, it was really, really
sweet.
What a
moment. And what a, like, a, I don't know, like a pivotal moment for you in your career.
It really was. And I feel like from there,
you just propelled, honey.
Like, it just creates a new status for, mm-hmm, you. So I was able to, yes, raise my prices because, like, okay, like, it looks so good on TV. So yeah, from
can
there.
Can I ask you what your prices are?
Yeah, so I actually raised them to $500. They're very out there on my website. Like, mm-hmm, I don't hide
See,
it from
I
anybody.
Love you. That's, yeah, same.
So $500 bridal, mm-hmm, $220 for bridesmaids or moms.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Yeah.
And people say I should charge more, and I'm like, oh, but they'll link other LA makeup artists. Like, people have told me, like, oh, you're actually really cheap. I've been doing other trials, and it's like $300 for a trial. For the wedding day, it's like $1,000 something.
I mean,
and
that's, like, you know,
I'm
what?
Like, I kind of low-key
That's want to. Amazing. And honestly, I feel like, I mean, I don't know anything about LA. Like, I know legit nothing about LA artists or like the pricing up there or literally anything like that. But I would imagine that LA obviously would be more expensive. Yeah. I think you're fucking amazing. I definitely think you could charge more. But with Thank that, obviously, you want to be comfortable with whatever, yeah, you charge. But it's like,
there's so many
here.
Artists over,
yeah,
there.
It's super saturated.
Yeah.
Well, not all of them are Eileen, and not all of them got to do the Love is Blind cast. So because from there, from doing Irina,
yeah,
you got to do other girls from the cast, and like, how fucking cool.
It was,
and
then so fun.
You did the Oscars, like makeup for the Oscars.
The Grammys.
Grammys. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, I know shit about shit. Okay, listen here. Okay,
there's Grammys. So many award shows like around this time because it's the beginning of the year, so everyone's like getting their awards and stuff. So yeah, from there, I feel like people see that you do like kind of status or like high profile clients. Yeah. So they're like, okay, like she can do this too. So yeah, from there, it was so random how I got so many inquiries for like the same day. So I was like, okay, I kind of mapped it out. I'm like, okay, they're all pretty close to each other. So I was like, okay, I can do it. And I had an assistant with me, and we were like, okay, go. And yeah, it was really fun.
Oh my God.
One of them was actually the wife of the guy that is part of the Academy, so he votes for the winner. So and he was just like there chilling. I was like, oh
my God.
It was really cool.
I think a lot of people, I guess, would want to know how do you make that transition from being a bridal makeup artist to a overall makeup artist or a special event makeup artist? Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
So when I got engaged, I was like, okay, like when me and my husband, we were like fiance at the time, decided we're going to be in LA. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like for me, my job, I can take it anywhere.
Yeah.
So actually, here's a tip. Like I changed my name to LA makeup artist. Mm. And that's how people find me. Mm-hmm. Because when they search you up, like they're looking for a makeup artist, mm-hmm. they don't try to look up your name. They don't know you.
Yeah.
They look up, okay, a San Diego makeup artist, mm-hmm. a LA makeup artist. So I changed my name, and that's how I got Irina, actually, I think. Actually, I don't know. Maybe that's TBD. How she found me. Yeah.
TBD.
But I changed my name once I was still living here mm-hmm. when I went to do that job. So I was like, okay, like I'm going to start building my LA clientele. Mm-hmm. So I changed my Instagram name, and from there I started getting like more inquiries. How do you even say it? Inquiries? Inquiries?
I think both. Potato,
okay.
Potato.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. I started
said,
getting.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
I started getting more in LA. So mm-hmm. I feel like over there, it's such a like media world. Like there's so many, there's things going on all the time.
Yeah.
Like film, photo shoots. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I feel like it's just like the city. Like mm-hmm. here, there's not a lot of that. And there's just a need for makeup artists that do that. And I had done like shoots before here in mm-hmm. San Diego. So I think people saw that too. So mm-hmm. honestly, like, I think that's how, like, just because of the need. I don't think really.
And it's probably what you post too, because you don't always, what I love is you don't like always the variety. Post bridal, mm-hmm. which I feel like I mean, don't get me wrong. I love doing weddings. I love being it's a bridal makeup fun. Artist. But
you want to do like more.
I would love to do more.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah, special event makeup, mm-hmm. not, and you know, people, when I'm talking about special event makeup, I'm talking about like a higher end need for a special event makeup. I'm not talking like maternity mm-hmm. shoots or like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But like LA, it's just the city that has, that needs all that. Yeah. Like that's where the Oscars are at. And like, they wouldn't really hire someone from San Diego for that.
No.
I guess if you want like, start using hashtags like LA makeup artist.
I know, but the thought of driving up to LA, I'm like,
yeah, it's
oh,
horrible.
Fuck.
But I'm just glad that like now I can work less and like work more during the week.
Yes.
And then like have some weekends off and because I can work during the week. I don't have to wait till like I have a wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, so I really like it.
That's so fucking amazing. I'm just so proud of you. I think that's just so cool. And you inspire me to want to do more makeup like that too. Do you know what I mean? It's like, God, I mean, being a bridal, you know how it is. Being a bridal makeup artist is great. It's fun. It's fabulous.
It's hard.
It's a lot.
It's hard.
There's a lot. I literally feel, even if I have the best day ever where I go home and I'm like, fuck yes, I made mm-hmm. so much money.
Yeah.
Everybody was so nice. Nobody was annoying. Nobody needed touch-ups. Mm-hmm. Like, what a solid day.
Yeah.
I still feel so drained.
It's very draining and draining on our bodies. Like my neck.
I got neck. Girl! My neck. I had to go to physical therapy for my neck because my neck is so fucked up.
Does your neck crack all the time?
Dude, it may, I don't want to say it necessarily cracks, but it crunches. When yeah. I turn, it goes, dude. I'm all, oh my God, I don't think that.
Dude, I literally have Tourette's because I'm always like,
yes, me, I do this all the time. My husband's like, are you okay? I'm like, dude, I look like I'm about to fight
someone. My husband like makes fun of me. He just like does this.
You know what? We are who we are, okay? I did want to ask you, I heard you have crazy stories.
I have crazy stories.
Thank fuck. Okay, because I love crazy stories, and I feel like the first three questions people ask you when you're doing their makeup.
Do you have bridezillas?
Do you have bridezillas? What's the craziest thing to ever happen? And then they always say, like, how'd you get into makeup? How long have you been doing this? It's like, okay, great.
Yeah.
But the fun ones are, do you have any crazy stories?
I have so many crazy stories.
Okay, I want to hear.
You know, I used to think it was like, when you first started out, like, no, I had one recently, which is actually the worst I have
ever had.
The recent one?
Yes. Well, because you said it's the worst.
So far, it's the worst.
Well, then let's hear it. Let's start with the worst.
Okay, so I know. I'm so excited. Dude. It was, like, really traumatizing.
Oh, I feel bad. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm like fucking so excited for your pain and trauma. I feel for you, but I am excited to hear about it.
So this was in LA. I was already living there. And it was like one of the first like jobs I had over there. So this day, it was like a random weekday and I had two different things back to back. And I was like, cool, it's a Tuesday and I have like really cool.
Amazing.
One was a branding shoot.
Okay.
But it's not like the branding shoot we do. It's like a like a real like commercial
like
shoot.
Like a campaign.
Yes.
Okay.
For a brand.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
It's a very like popular brand. Yeah. So I was really excited, but they were like, okay, they need to be ready by this time, by 11.
Oh, and early. Then, easy.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. But they're like, oh, can you bring your assistant? We have four models and they need to be ready by this time because they don't want to start so early.
I don't blame them. Yeah.
So they wanted them... like me to do two and then my assistant two others.
Love it.
I am new to LA. I don't really know a lot of people. So I hired this makeup artist I had never worked with before, but she had worked with other makeup artists. So I was like, okay, cool.
And so she obviously had Instagram and her work was good.
Her work was great. Okay. Yeah. And I was like, okay, this is a very natural, like for shoots simple. Like this, it's very just like simple. Yes, exactly.
Don't try too hard.
Yes, exactly. So very like natural. Mm-hmm. So I was starting on the 2 months. So the day of, they're like, okay, turns out it's only three girls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, perfect. But
she
they're
can
like,
have one.
Exactly. She can have one. I'll take the first two. And I'm like, I'm really fast. Like, I think after years of doing it.
Well,
I'm,
and I think your underpainting technique maybe helps it you. It makes be it quicker. Faster.
Okay. So she had the one, I had two, and they were still going to pay me the full price. I'm like, amazing. So then I was starting on the first girl. And okay, everything was going great. Mm-hmm. I was doing the second girl. And then I look over. I'm almost finishing the second girl.
And my sister, still working?
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, like, that's fine. She only has one person anyway. But well, I
damn,
noticed.
Take that time.
Literally, I was like, okay, you know, that's great. But then I noticed the client of the assistant isn't like, she's not very happy with her look. She's like just like asking for a lot of changes. She's like, okay, this and
was
that.
She
and
I was
looking
like, at it like periodically, I guess, to see like what it was looking. Oh,
and
God.
She was just like looking, making a lot of changes. And I noticed the assistant, she's like a little stressed. So then she finishes the makeup. She goes off. I'm packing up. I have to go to my next thing.
What
my
time was your thing, next thing starting?
Probably like 12:30 or 1. But I always.
You gave yourself
time,
a buffer.
I time extra time.
Yeah.
And for me to set up. And pack up.
Yeah.
Like I'm have my schedule for the day.
You've done this before.
Yes. Yeah. Like when I took these two jobs, like I wouldn't have taken it if I didn't know if I had enough time, you know, like I don't do that. Anyway, so one of the directors of the shoot comes up to me.
Oh God.
I'm like, I already know where this is going to go. She's
you
like,
said what?
Hey, Eileen, can I talk to you? I'm like, nope.
You said she hates it. Tell me.
Yeah. I'm like,
just go.
Can I talk to you? And then she takes me to a back room and I'm just like, I already know.
When I'm 5 years old, God.
I already know what she's going to say, but she was really nice about it.
That's good.
She's like, hey, so the model isn't very happy with her look. Is there still, like, something we can do? And they paid me a lot for the shoot, you know?
And
so
your name is on it.
Yes, exactly. So I was like, I really want to give them the quality, like, Eileen quality. So
because it wasn't your models that didn't like their look. It was your assistant's model.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I was like, okay. I'm like, okay, I'll go talk to her. Yeah, I'll fix it. Like, everything's fine. I'm, like, super nice professional. I go over to the model and I'm like, hey, so like, what's wrong with your look? She's like, I just feel like cakey, like my eyeliner's messed. I just feel like everything.
Did she look cakey? Did she not look good?
So she had texture. She had acne. Okay. So yeah, it is going to look that way. But I know a way to make it look glowy and like soft, which is a technique. Yes. Yeah. So with acne and stuff, like you can't cake on a lot of products. So I saw what she meant. I saw what she meant.
You saw the vision.
Exactly. Like, I know what she wanted. Mm-hmm. So basically I was like, okay, like, do you want me to fix it for you? Like, or do you just want like a do-over? Because like, honestly, like,
that bitch wants a do-over probably.
So that was the first time I had ever had to like wipe the whole thing off. But it wasn't my work. It was hers.
Yeah.
But like, she's also a person, the assistant. And like, she saw that, you know, I had to take it off. Fuck. And I felt really bad because, you know, that was her work and time.
It is what it is in that moment.
Yeah. You know what? I was like, okay, it isn't about her feelings right now. Like, no. We have work to do. But remember, I still have my other wedding.
Was she helping you with the other wedding?
She was helping me, like, with the other wedding. Got it. I was like, okay, like, we're going to do a do-over, like, super quick.
Yeah.
So I just texted my next client because I'm like, okay, I'm going to be late. Yeah. Like, I have to do this. It is what it is. I have to do this whole glam again.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to be late. I texted my next client. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to be, like, about 30 minutes late at latest. Mm-hmm. But I have my assistant. She's going to help me. She helps me put the moisturizer, cut the lashes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That helps me cut my time, like, absolutely, 10 minutes per client. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be fine, but I'm still stressing. Mm-hmm. Send her the text to my next client because I'm very communicative, right? Mm-hmm. So I sent her a text, hey, I'm going to be a little late, but my assistant's going to be there to help you prep and everything. So I'm like, okay, I left my phone. I'm like, boom, 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 like turbo mode.
Well, yeah, you got to hurry it up. You don't have time to be checking your phone or exactly. nothing either.
So I leave my phone over there and then I'm like, boom, boom, boom. And then the girl was on her phone the whole entire time. I'm like, okay, whenever like you're free, like I need you to put that away. And she was like, oh no, like I'm not doing anything important, and stayed on her phone. I'm like, you know what? Like, so I'm like stressing at this moment, trying to finish her glam. She loved her glam. And I'm like, okay, let me pack up. I check my phone. I have like 20 missed calls and text messages, dude. And I'm like, what is going on? I'm like so overwhelmed. And then when I saw that, I get a phone call at that same time. I'm like, okay, like, I don't know who this is.
Oh, it wasn't your client that you were texting with that called you.
That's where I'm getting at. So I answer and she's like, where are you? Why are you late?
Oh.
Like, are you going to give me a refund? Like, you're supposed to be here already. Where's your assistant?
Oh.
I'm like, I actually just texted you. Like, I'm on my way. Like, I'm going to be a little bit late, but my assistant's going to be there. She starts yelling at me. Are we going to get a refund? And I'm like, no, because I'm still going to, like, glam all of you guys. Yeah. And then I start, like, shaking. She hangs up on me, too, after I tell her that.
Oh.
Hangs up on me. I'm like, that was really rude.
That was aggressive.
That was really rude, like her yelling at me. And I was like, okay, I need to find out who that was. I don't know who called me.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't save all of my clients' numbers. It's just too much. So
listen here.
I don't know if that was my client or who it was. Uh-huh. So I get in my car. I see another text message saying like, hey, like you were supposed to glam my wife. Are you ghosting us? This and this and that.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah. Like I just need to know if you're going to be glamming us. I'm like, what are you talking about? I just said I'm going to be a little bit late.
You said, damn, it's not like I didn't tell you.
Yeah, like I was letting you know I was going to be a little bit late. I'm still going to have everyone done on time. Like, what is the drama? And then I call him and he was like, I'm like, oh yeah, I was explaining everything. I'm in my car. I could have been on my way already, but no, I'm making all these phone calls, texting these people back. And I was like, okay, well, that was really rude. Whoever called me. And then I get another phone call. It was the girl that booked me. Oh, and she was really, really nice.
Oh.
And I was like, someone just called me and yelled at me. I'm sorry. Who was that?
Yeah.
I'm like, because I don't feel comfortable glamming them.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, I don't know who it was. Like, okay, someone's lying here.
Yeah. It was somebody.
So I call I'm like, who is this number? I'm like, I read the number. I'm like, who is this number? I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to like go right now and glam. Like, I feel disrespected. Like, I'm providing a service for you. I have never been like treated like this in my whole career. Never been yelled at. And I'm just like, I need to find out who that was because I'm not going to glam that person. Like, I'm sorry. Like, someone that is disrespecting me, like, you need my service. Like, I'm sorry.
You
like,
need me.
Yeah, like, you need me. Like, how dare you disrespect me? Like, anyway, so I find out it's the sister. Oh, God. So then I call her. I'm like, hey, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't think I said I'm so sorry. I'm like, I don't feel comfortable glamming you if you're going to be disrespecting me and yelling at me. Like, I had,
Good for you.
I was like letting her know that I was, you know, going to be late. I was very clear that I was going to be late. Like, I don't see the problem.
But you said you had plenty of time.
Yeah. And like, I was still like fine, but I was just going to be a little bit late. And they were like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for it to sound that way. She was saying, sorry, sorry, sorry. And I was like, okay, you know what? It's fine. I forgive you.
You said, like, look, she, who's changing your tune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But if I had let her treat me that way, she would have been like still rude and wanted a refund. And I was like, okay, I accept your apology. I will still glam you. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I wanted to be petty and be like, you know what? I'm not glamming you. You're not getting glam.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, you know, she's saying sorry. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling nice today. Yeah. I accept your apology. And after that, they were so nice.
Well, look at that.
So nice. Carried my stuff, gave me food, gave me.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well,
but
sure.
I was like, but then after that, I blocked them. I was like, good. I don't want to work with you guys.
No. Okay. Clearly never again.
But they were really nice after that. But it wasn't the girl that booked me. It was the sister that found my number somehow, called me to scream at me. So after
she
that,
probably
I was,
felt like an idiot.
Yeah. I was like, I hope. She was like, oh, I'm really sorry. I'm like, okay, you shouldn't.
Who screams at people? I mean, if anything, like, it really, I don't know, it would have just cut into your setup time. And like, look, I understand. Anytime anything's running late, like, that is such a stressful situation.
I was very stressed. Yeah, I was shaking. And I was like, okay, I was already, like, it was the most stressful work day ever. Because, like, I had to redo this girl. Yeah. And I was, like, rushing, packing up. Like, people were yelling at me. I was late to the next thing.
So when you had to redo this girl, I'm just curious. How did you... Because were you paying your assistant, like, something?
Yeah.
I mean, did you still obviously pay her?
So she felt really bad after everything. And she was like, I almost wanted to cry. But she told me, like, you know, I'm here assisting her. I'm supposed to make her day better. And I just made it worse. And I'm like, no. Like, don't feel bad. It's not you. I promise it's not you. It's the client. Because, like, that, I remember that my first experience like that. And, like, I think I cried.
Yeah.
My first experience where someone, like, made me feel bad.
And
Hannah told me. Because it was Hannah's job. And she told me, like, she told me the same words. Like, I promise it's not your work. It's the person.
Yeah.
Like, it's not you. Like, it's going to be fine. You're amazing at what you do. And she assured me. So I kind of just said the same thing to her.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, these clients are going to, like, occur.
It happens.
You know?
It happens to literally everybody. I mean, I've had that same situation before where it was like, I
they made you feel really bad. Now I don't care. I'm like, okay, well, that's your fault.
Well, especially if, like, I look at the makeup and I'm like, that looks fucking good. Mm-hmm. And you just don't like it. Do you know what I mean? It would be different if I, like, looked at it. I'm like, damn, yeah. Like, this.
That's just
this,
preference
this
at that
fucked.
Point. Mm-hmm.
But I had that same situation. I remember the very first time I ever felt like that. And it was literally nothing, even like, I was like so dramatic about it because I was just so devastated. But I was helping Lacey with a wedding one time. And my client literally told me, do whatever you want. And I said, okay, great.
No.
You know, yep, no, don't do whatever you want. I'm here to tell you that. That's a fucking PSA.
Yeah.
Because they don't mean it. Okay?
Yeah, they don't.
And it was like a super, like, basic, like, bronzy look. The only thing, because it was really in, were like the super ombre lips, like where the liner's like, you know, like a few years ago.
Oh, I love that.
Like, I fucking love it. I found out that not all clients like it.
They don't. They like the blended out.
Oh my God. The tiny, stupid little lips. So anyways, I did her lip and I remember it was a KKW. It was the number 2 lip liner. And she was kind of paler like me. So the lip liner was definitely a little more like obvious. I personally like that look, especially on myself. Hi, me today.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put like, oh my God, like the whitest, like Mac Myth inside
of
it.
God.
So it was
cute.
Listen, it was
cute. I do
cute.
That still.
It was fucking cute. And I remember she looked at her makeup and she literally started going like this, like subconsciously, I think. She started to kind of do this. And I said, do you like it? And she goes, yeah, I love it. And I could like cry. I'm laughing so hard. I could literally see her eyes like welling up. And I'm like, oh, damn, do you like it that much? My dumbass. And so immediately, but I knew immediately because she immediately went to the bathroom after. And that's how you... To me, that's how I know, like, okay, someone doesn't feel comfortable, someone doesn't like something, is because they immediately go to the bathroom. And then she walks out of the bathroom, and I'm like 10 feet away from her, and she's going up to everybody whispering, what do you think of my lips? Do you think that they look okay?
And that's
okay?
Like the easiest thing to fix,
and
too.
Literally, so this was my, like, time of, like, oh my God, like it's really, really hard for me to speak up for myself. And for probably 15 minutes, she was looking in every mirror, going up to every single person. And it was causing a lot of doubt in a lot of other people. And finally, I had had a fucking enough. And I screamed at her from across the room. I said, if you want me to fix something, then come here. Stop telling everybody about it.
I love that.
I literally was so, after I said that though, I was like shaking because I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just fucking said that. And she walked over to me all fucking mousy and quiet like, and she goes, well, I just don't think I like my lip. And I looked at her, I said, then let's wipe it off and give you a lip balm.
Oh my gosh, I need to tell you.
Why does it have to be so, like, this big thing? Just say, I don't like this lip and we'll change it.
Like, just tell me. That's why, like, after I finish every single glam, no matter what, like, what can I change? Like, I don't say, oh, is there anything? Because then they feel bad saying, like, oh, no.
Yes, like, I always. Like,
okay, what can I change? How's your eyes? How's the lip? How's that? Yes. Like,
we have to go through this checklist. Yeah. And if any of my clients listen to this, they're going to laugh because they know I'm so fucking dramatic about it. I hold on to the mirror before I give it to them, like with a fucking death
grip. Oh my gosh, I'm always like nervous to show.
I always tell people, I'm like, look. Mm-hmm. I'm not like a beat around the bush type of person. Yeah. If you do not like something, I am not, nothing
yeah.
to me
no,
is
I'm
personal.
Not
going to
be offended. Yeah, nothing I always say that. I'm personal. Like, I'm not offended if you want to. Like, I want you to tell me.
I want you to tell me because I want you to like it. And I look at them deep in their eyes. I'm like, just fucking tell me. Mm-hmm. And so I do that with every person. And everybody's always like, oh my God, you're so like aggressive with it. But it's like, I can't have like a, oh, I like it. And then like a, no. I can't do that.
Because honestly, it's the smallest little changes that will make them feel like normal again.
Yes.
Makeup, we can fix. If it's like dyeing your hair, that's a harder change. But yeah, I'm like, it's makeup. You can wipe it off, fix it. Like, it's going to be fine.
I don't know if you don't like your lip, if you think you want a little more brown, you want something more in the water. It's like, you want more of a lash. Oh my God. It literally takes 20 seconds. So much happier. Yeah. I will be so much happier. Mm-hmm. And then you'll tell people about me, and then we'll all be happier.
Oh my gosh. So one time, if we have time. No?
We're going to save it for next time.
Okay.
We're going to save it for next time.
Oh my gosh. I had so many more stories, but
time. This is why, I love having people back on because I want you to write these stories down if you didn't already.
Okay.
And next time you come in, because this is going to be like a cliffhanger now. Now people are going to be like, what the fuck was she going to say?
So a lawyer tried threatening me. So that's for time.
We're just going to leave it at that. Fuck. I'm so, oh God. Okay.
That was also like scary. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, we're gonna have you back on.
Okay,
and we're gonna fucking spill the cheese, mate, because now I'm really excited. Yeah. Now I want to hear about it, and I might.
It was scary.
Oh my God. Okay, well, you guys, this has been fucking great.
Oh my and gosh, went by super fast.
I told you, and it's fun.
It's
not
so fun.
The first 5 minutes of it are kind of nerve wracking, but when you're done, you're like, wait, bitch, I have more to say. You know what I mean? I love you. Thank you so much. Look in the camera and tell everybody your Instagram name. Do a nice Princess Wave. Tell everybody your Instagram name, how they can find you, whether you're on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, so people can find you. And yeah.
It's at Beauty by Eileen with underscores.
Okay, perfect. And
I should change it to Glam by Eileen because people think I do hair.
Oh.
So.
TBD. TBD on that.
Beauty by Eileen.
Ugh, I love you. Thank you so much. Eileen is a LA-based makeup artist. This bitch travels though, so.
True. Because my parents live here. I love coming here. Okay, San Diego.
Okay, well good, because you're gonna come back on.
Yay. Ugh,
thank you so much. I love you.